This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almacid.com.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Recently, the council was asked to sign off on a resolution that would be outright removing the Kensington or the 33. After hearing some of the comments today, there's a huge, huge concern about environmental risks from both sides of this. So I guess from your point, what are your thoughts?
My concern, if the environmental risks are critically important to me, it's how we resolve the issue, and I think there's a middle ground. To ask me to choose one side of my community over another side of my community isn't the space that I want to be in. I think we can work together and figure out what the middle is. One group has been working on it for almost 30 years. The other group has been working on this for about a year and a half. And so, or maybe 2 years, I'm not sure. But I think if they can get together and figure out what the middle ground is, that's what matters to me. Figure it out and then come back to me with a resolution that makes sense, that doesn't divide our community as much as the 33 already has.
You know, and it was really interesting because they're painting this picture of a catch-22. You either keep it and you risk creating health risks for other people, or you get rid of it and create a larger health risk.
Exactly.
So it's really almost like, how do you even come to resolution for that without making a sacrifice one way or another?
Well, it is a sacrifice one way or the other. And so to be asked to be Solomon to split the baby in half is where it gets a little bit tricky, but this is governing. The biggest thing is figuring out where is the middle? Where can we figure out how do we solve the problem that keeps everybody as happy as we can be? I think a good resolution in government is if everybody's just a little bit miserable, we've done something the right way. I don't know what that will be. I have been supporting The Rock since the beginning. This new group, they have very valid points, but I do think they need to work together instead of being so divisive with one another. I don't agree with that. I do think it's intentional when you start to see the language in both on the newest group using their same fonts, their same color scheme, everything. It can get very confusing for both sides. Ultimately, their passion should win out. I want to make sure my community is safe and healthy, and I would like to restore and if possible undo some harm that was done. But that doesn't happen unless we can get people to start speaking with similar voices, and as long as it's still zero sum, we're going to be at this impasse.
And then just to wrap it up, anything about this maybe I didn't ask you think it'd be important for our listeners to be aware of?
I think it's really important that people follow when the language changed and when communities started speaking about it. For years, I went door to door and went to community meetings, and the newest group of individuals were not at those meetings. And that concerns me. I want to know where they were during that time period, because that would have been the time to say, do this. What was said was that the Skyway was more important than the 33. What was being said is you need to take care of the 198 before you do the 33. It didn't matter until now, and now I want to make sure my community is healthy. So NYCLU is even in their court case. They're not against the covering of the 33. They're just asking for the environmental impact statement to be done. And I think that's a fair request. Let's focus on the environment. Let's figure out how it's going to impact people. If you do a tunnel, how does that impact the environment as well? If you fill it in completely, how does that impact the environment as well? I want to know the facts, and then let's figure out what the middle ground is.